entertainment team, I have Courtney Bean. Courtney, how are you doing on this Monday morning?
Good morning. Still trying to wake up, but
yeah.
Otherwise good.
Yeah, we both talked about it. We're not really both morning people.
No.
I'm normally not up until around 8 o'clock for me. That's kind of the norm.
Yeah, so, I got to get my kids up in the morning, so
yeah.
Even though it's the end of school, you're still trying to get used to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're about, what, 2.5 weeks away?
I think so. My oldest is counting down the days.
I remember being in that spot, and now it's almost been a decade since I've graduated from high school.
We're not going to talk about
no,
how
yeah,
it's been for me.
Time really does fly, really
it does.
So, well, anyways, we've come to another Monday morning here. As I mentioned, Courtney Bean is here with the McAllister Event and Entertainment Team. I understand this week you guys have an event going on this Thursday. It's your Mental Health Day at Arvest Park on May the 1st. It'll be from 4 to 6. I'll pass it over to you to kind of talk a little bit more about that.
Okay, thank you. So he said Mental Health Day, we're going to have numerous mental health and healthcare resources with booths set up. And what we want to do is we want to encourage people who feel like something maybe just isn't right, something feels off, and you feel like you're struggling mentally and want to talk to someone, come out and speak to our resources and try to find out the next step, who to get hooked up with to take that next step. And also we want to invite anyone who has a friend or a loved one who is also struggling and would like more information about that.
What is your since this is kind of the world that you guys work in on a daily, what is your best advice to people that maybe are worried about the stigma that comes with mental health? And I will say I'm glad to see nowadays that that stigma is starting to be kind of kicked behind and people are starting
right.
to take it more seriously. But for somebody that's maybe struggling, they don't know if they want to go out there maybe on Thursday, what would your advice be to those kind of people?
Please come out. It's going to be a safe space. And that's what we're really wanting to do is it's a safe space to come out. No stigma. No one's going to be judging you. Just come out and start the conversation. You know, just come talk to them and take the next step.
So is this the first kind of event you guys have done like this for a mental health day? I know you guys have done other kind of stuff in the past, but for this kind of specifically.
We did one 2 years ago, kind of small, just kind of starting out. And then last year we had one scheduled and we got rained out. And so, but this time we have prepared for that. We have a backup date. And if we get rained out, which it doesn't look like we are, but just in case, it'll be the following Thursday, May 8th, Arvest Park, same time, 4 to 6 p.m.
And with Oklahoma weather, you never know what
right.
really you're going to get. So especially with what things have been the last few weeks. But obviously, you talked about there's going to be resource booths available. There's going to be some health professionals as mm-hmm. well. What kind of more info do you have to divulge on that?
Right now we have 13 kind of business or agencies set up or that have confirmed. I know like we have someone from the base going to be out there. We also have Carl Albert, some health department nurses, Caring Hands, and like I said, 13
yeah.
different organizations coming out.
So to kind of more encapsulate, I guess, this event, if you had to, what is kind of the end goal? Obviously, it's to start the conversations,
right.
get those people to come out just to have those conversations. But for you guys, what would be a successful look to this event on Thursday? Or I guess at least the hope for you guys.
Right. The hope, honestly, just to help people. I mean, the mental health crisis is really exploding in our country. And also want to point out all these people coming, they're volunteering their time just because they want to help our community. And mental health is really important to me because 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with postpartum psychosis and I was hospitalized. And afterwards, I decided that if I ever got an opportunity, I was going to use my experience to help people and say that, yes, it is scary to go out there and take the first step, but it will help you out in the long run. And
Yeah.
but you just got to start the conversation, honestly. And then when I formed McAllister Event Entertainment Team, I decided that in addition to fun events, I wanted to do this to really help people and use my story.
Well, Cordy, I could say just from the first look here, this is an awesome thing that you guys are doing. My wife works kind of in mental health. She's a counselor here in town over at Creoaks. So just
Creoaks is coming.
Yes. Okay. Well, then she may already know about it then. But mm-hmm. That's, like I said, it's a really cool thing to see. And again, it's just about starting that conversation,
right.
kind of ending that stigma behind it. But just to kind of give a little bit more of a background about you guys, I know you said that you created the McAllister Event and Entertainment Team. You guys have done these events before. It was my understanding earlier in April you guys did a hot dog fundraiser.
We did.
Kind of talk about how that went.
We were at Atwoods, and we really appreciate Atwoods. They purchase all the materials for us, all the hot dogs and drinks, and allow us to sell them. They set the price, and we keep 100% of the profits. Cool. And so we use that for future events.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, it's perfect segue here. You told me a little bit beforehand that you guys have the Jaywalk Jamboree Walk Party coming up here.
Yes.
I believe you said in August. That includes a youth talent show. Talk a little bit about what that's going to kind of include.
Yeah. One of our kind of signature events is our Jaywalk Jamboree Block Party. But this year, we're going to do something different. We are going to do a back-to-school bash, and we're going to have a youth talent show. We're going to have the youth of McAllister entertain us, and we will sometime this summer put out a call for people to go ahead and sign up. That will be on our Facebook page, McAllister Event and Entertainment Team. We're planning on dividing up into two age groups. And come entertain us. We want a variety of talent. And we'll have some judges and award some trophies.
Awesome. And once again, that's in August.
Yes, it'll be in August sometime, probably right before school starts. And
okay.
We'll also have like inflatables, yard games, a foam party.
Oh, wow.
And we're working on a couple other extra surprises.
Okay, cool. That sounds like a really fun thing. Well, Courtney, we've kind of covered the things that you guys came in here to want to talk about Mental Health Day. We talked about some other events you guys have done, especially coming up and in the previous. Is there anything else that you would like to hit on, hammer home, maybe we left out or that you just want to include?
Yeah, I would like to give a shout out to our sponsors. They sponsor us for the whole year for our events. And our sponsors are McAllister Direct Primary Care, McAllister Express Pharmacy, Oklahoma Vet Med, Ashley's Pack Pet Grooming, Fenton Nissan, and Buffett Auto Wash. And we really appreciate our sponsors.
Yeah, sure. Awesome. That's really cool. Again, guys, this is Courtney Bean with the McAllister Event and Entertainment Team. Just to kind of recap, they're having a mental health day on Thursday. That is down at Arvest Park from 4 to 6 p.m. And if anybody has any questions beforehand, is there an email or a phone number they can get a hold of?
Our email is meet1@hotmail.com, or look us up on Facebook at McAllister Event and Entertainment Team.
Awesome. Well, Courtney, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap this thing up here?
I think that's everything. Thanks for having
awesome.
Me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming in.